I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. On the Ragged Edge of Medicine, Doctoring Among the Dispossessed is a new book by Dr. Patricia Kullberg reflecting on her decades of experience in medical practice for the homeless and urban poor in Portland. She'll give a reading at the University of Oregon Bookstar on Wednesday evening, May 24th, with book sales to benefit Whitebird Clinic in Eugene. She's here in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, is it correct to say that poverty is a medical issue as much as it is an economic one?
Well, poverty plays havoc with the body and the mind. The lifespans among people who live chronically in poverty are remarkably shorter than everyone else. People suffer more chronic disease, much more mental illness. Poverty is very damaging.
Given that we're all a collective community, how does the ill health of the dispossessed affect the rest of us?
They soak up a huge amount of resources. In terms of humanity, they're depriving us of all that human potential. I can't tell you how many people I met in my practice, I would look at them and say, you shouldn't be living like this. You're smart, you're talented, what a loss. And then there are just all sorts of other issues around communicable disease, when you have an impoverished population that's passing around tuberculosis, for example, safety issues because of the criminality that comes in, the livability of our communities. When I'm walking around town and every other street has got a tent city on it, I mean, who wants to live in a community like that?
And your experiences in all these practices, how did it affect your view of how we can better our healthcare system?
Well, I mean, for the first thing, there's got to be universal care. It's a real false economy not to be providing the same level of care for everybody. The wastage of resources is just astounding, and we saw it all the time. And then there's got to be care that's directed much more carefully to the whole person. I mean, I know this is kind of a cliche, but you really need to not only attend to the physical and mental health, but you've got to look at things like nutrition and education and physical activity and stress and communities and family life. We've recognized the need for that for a long time, but we don't do very well at it.
In telling these stories of your experiences among the dispossessed, you chose to do it through 15 very individual vignettes rather than some overarching analysis. Why did you choose that tactic in putting this book together?
The initial impetus for writing the book was for me to come to terms with encounters or experiences that didn't go well, that didn't go as planned, that I felt troubled by. And writing about them was a way to make sense of them, and it's also a way to generalize what I was seeing and experiencing. The other thing is that storytelling is pretty central to medicine. Every encounter really starts with a story, so it's all about story and constructing a story about a patient's life what you're going to do about the problem that they present. So there's kind of a characters and a plot and a theme. And I think storytelling is the way you get to people's understanding or how you create understanding. I think people are very drawn to story.
And now that the storytelling is done and the book is a solid fixed object, It has its own life. What would you like to see it accomplish?
One of the things that's really important right now in this political environment is that we open our eyes to other people's lives. The lives of the people in this book in particular, I think, have tended to be invisible, and people don't want to look. And I think if we're ever going to heal some of the divisions that are in our society and growing, it seems like right now, then we have to start looking at how other people live and develop an empathy for that. 80-90% of the misery I saw would not have occurred had there been a socioeconomic system that took care of everybody. And so I think those underlying systems, the economic system, the social systems, the institutions are where we need to focus our energies.
Dr. Patricia Kohlberg, author of On the Ragged Edge of Medicine, Doctoring Among the Dispossessed. She'll give a reading at the UO Bookstore on Wednesday, May 24th at 7 p.m., in which book sales will benefit Whitebird Clinic following a 6 p.m. reception that will gather donations from Whitebird Clinic's wish list, including adult clothing, blankets, sleeping bags, tarps, travel-sized toiletries, and, of course, money. For more information, whitebirdclinic.org and patriciakohlberg.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.